You're listening to DraftKings Network.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. Win. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Juju, what were the complaints about today? I know that Stugatz has taken over with WFAT. There's a lot of New York coverage. I imagine that the reaction to that in Miami isn't great, but I am staying out of social media, and you are my guardian angel protector, so I don't have to go into that hellhole and see all of the things that nasty things people are saying about the show. So update me, sir. What's been the reaction to today's show?
Yeah, just a lot of people are shocked to find out that Zaslow is, in fact, Zaslow. They are drinking him in, wanting to fight the Boston Bruins players. They, let's just say they aren't being as nice as we would wish about those things.
Yeah, understood. Yes, he is very sports radio, and he came in here, and he came here very aggressive today. He was amped up because it's playoff hockey time.
Hell yeah. But yeah, so yeah, drink him in, ladies and gentlemen. He's never changing. Also, people loved Stugatz's Reggie Miller takes. At first, it sounded like a little offensive, but the people seem to be agreeing, dog. They're like, what has Reggie Miller done? This is not my opinion. This is people on the internet. They agree that they are tired of Reggie Miller. Take those 9 seconds away, and he is not a Hall of Famer. He's not even the best basketball player in his own family. The people are agreeing.
Well, people did seem to like that line around here as if it was Stugatz's. I've only been hearing that all of Reggie Miller's professional life. Like, a lot of people were hearing that line for the first time, but he's been getting that he's Cheryl's brother for a long time. What else did they have to complain about? I know that I got one here put in front of me that was funny, yelling at Tony saying, "That's your beef with the Catholic clergy?" There are more meaningful ones than they got you a whole bunch of holy water to the side of your face. What else are people complaining about?
That's pretty much it. People are very much anticipating your Kenny G episode on Friday. We're getting a lot of love for that, especially the videos y'all made this week. People are highly anticipating that. Outside of that, man, the Bruins, Panthers, they got the people juiced right now.
He was, Kenny G was and is great. I'm looking forward to coming out Friday. It was very long. We talked for a long time. His energy does not wane. He's got a very playful spirit for somebody who's approaching 70 years old. What is the reaction, Juju, in general, to the New York stuff, right? Because I've told people before that as I'm walking around in Miami, people are upset with me and our show for how negative it was about the Heat in general, and more specifically, how it has taken on New York correspondents, basically because I just want to talk to Sam Morrell and Mero more often, but people are reacting how to WFAT and Stugatz's takeover.
Yeah, they don't like that at all. The Miami people are standing up. They're joining forces. They're saying at least we can get an Indiana Pacers correspondent to combat all of this Knicks love that we're getting right now, what we're giving. And I take part in it as well. As soon as the Knicks win, I throw my sister Jessica, I throw my dog Taylor, David Sampson, the real, true, original Knicks fans that I know. So I play a part in it. But maybe we get an Indiana Pacers correspondent to come on. Do we know any Pacers?
Mike Epps.
We'll look into it.
Oh, that's a good one.
Juju, what I'm hearing is that the audience loved when we talked about Airplane for 2 segments today. There's no negative comments about Airplane. So we're going to bring that back on Friday's show as well. We're going to do a full listing of all of the best jokes from Airplane.
All right.
I cannot wait.
You're promising people that you are going to formulate and craft. You're going to sculpt a little something with care tonight to unleash upon.
What? Homework?
Well, it just sounded like that. No, that's not what you're doing. You're not going to come with.
It sounded like you were going to.
It sounded like you were going to promise them something and tease something for 24 hours from now. Okay, no.
I got a tea time later, Dan. All right.
WFAT.
How did people feel about Doggy Juju?
Yeah, they was talking about he looked like he just rolled out of bed. I don't know. Him and Pablo need to treat this more like a professional setting that it is. Like, I put on my best glasses every time I come on this show and my best fur headband. As soon as I see you want to talk, them boys be rolling out of bed with crust still in their eyes, or the breath still be damned. Like, come on, y'all, let's get it together. But I'm not morning bed head shaming or crust in the eye shaming, but I just think those brothers could take this a little more serious than they are taking it.
Well, wouldn't you say in general that you are fairly, your needle, we talked a lot about that needle today, your needle runs pretty close to disgusted with the general hygiene of everything that happens around our show.
Yes, absolutely. Oh my God, I got sick 2 times ago when I came down there just for being in there. I ain't even touch anything. It's just, ever since I seen my brother, and I love my brother, oh my goodness, if anybody out there put a hand on him, I'm coming over and 100% I'm gonna knock you out. But since I seen my brother Jeremy Tache with his finger in his mouth in the damn Heat stadium, I could not believe that. That's the way people are getting down after post-COVID.
So Dan, people wanted me to come to the microphone and talk about hundreds, potentially thousands of years of ill-doing by a religious establishment. They wanted me to come and say it. That's what they wanted?
They also wanted you to do more airplane jokes.
Oh, well. Yeah,
tomorrow, those are coming. Jessica is going to spend the entire evening crafting, looking through all hundreds of the airplane jokes in our most joke-filled movie ever. Juju, would you believe that any movie from the 70s, a comedy, holds up? Do you have anything from the 70s that you would say, comedically, 50 years later, can hold up?
Yeah, I definitely do. Off the top of my head, Cheech and Chong, whenever there was a lady, she was in the kitchen and she snorted a line of Ajax and she thought it was cocaine and she was like, like, bruh, every single time. That made me laugh, dog. So all them movies hold up to me. Cheech and Chong for sure.
It's got to go in the club.
I think also needs to go in the club a couple of the sounds from today's show, because I will say that two things that were funny from today's show is the confusion around Mad Dog and whether he thought jitsu was something that only is partaken in with and by Jewish people.
How did he lose his beautiful wife to a jiu-jitsu jiu-jitsu instructor? I mean, that's the whole theme of the night, that she's going out with the jitsu instructor.
Nah, bro. Salute to Mad Dog, man. Also, we're going live tonight for the Alley-Oop posters, all this NBA action, you feel me? We going live with some of the most brilliant basketball minds in the history of planet Earth. So lock in, please.
I encourage all of you to check out what Juju is doing after the game with a cast of characters of his imprint, because he wants to cover some of these games a little more seriously than we do around here sometimes. But here, I will close.
We can just end the post game. We don't got to play the other clip.
I will close here with playing for Juju, Chris Cody saying hello to Mad Dog when he greeted him in an 1890s saloon.
What's up, doggy? What's up, doggy? I'm never going to live that one down.
Did y'all grow up together?
What's up, doggy?
Howdy, listeners. It's Mike, and you know, a lot has changed over the years. Just look at sports. There's instant replay, a three-point line, there were shifts and then not shifts. But one thing that hasn't changed over the course of all those things I just mentioned, the great taste of Miller Lite. That's right. It's so good. And it's also less filling. So what's the best thing about Miller Lite, the original light beer? Well, Miller Lite sparked this debate way back in 1975. We still haven't settled it. Be like me. I don't pick one. I like it because it's both. Miller Lite keeps it simple. Undebatable quality. Great taste, only 96 calories. It's a beer that strips away everything that you don't need and holds on to what matters most. You don't have to choose what's best. Be like me. Say both. Miller Lite. Great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.